Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations, the radio show, is dedicated to empowering its listeners spiritually, emotionally, socially, and financially. The radio show provides the platform for the stimulation of thoughts, conversations, and ways of being that allow listeners to explore and examine what it is they believe and decide whether what they believe is keeping them stuck and disempowered or empowering them to live their best life.
What would happen if you didn't follow the established path? Would you feel scared or proud? Could you explain that helping the people of Peru improve their own community would also have an effect on your own? Would you rather make your own way or spend a lifetime saying, what if? Life is calling. How far will you go? Peace Corps. To find out more, call 1-800-424-8580 or go to peacecorps.gov.
Hello, this is motivational speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations. It's going to change your life.
Life Conversations, committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be. Have courage, make that move.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
I am ready. Welcome to the Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan. I hope you're ready to receive love, peace, joy, and passion. Happy New Year! Host Karen Tucker offering us the gifts of the goddess. And I'm being a little slick when I bring in Karen Tucker, gifts of the goddess. Because 2014 equals 7. And I've seen a lot of people post about the introspection and depth of 7. But I'm going to offer you a goddess. Goddess of the new year. And a goddess that's going to be running with us all year. Yimoja, mother of the oceans. If you don't know her, take some time and tap into this beautiful ocean of devotion from a very sacred well from the depths of my ancestral homeland. Now I know that Africa is a continent. I may not know what tribe I'm from, but I'm so happy in 2014 that I can call out the Yimoja and say, hello, mother. That deep message was not lost. And we're going to weave her story in tonight. So, yes, are you ready for some magic in 2014? And the water doesn't just stop there. Okay, let me calm down. It's the first show of the year. I'm so happy to be with you. I'm so happy to have you all with me. I know I've got a Cancerian in the house. Live in light in the chat room. Our beautiful sister, Glenda. I see Yvette. I see Tony. Tony, stay tuned. We're going to get to you. And Bob O'World, and a special guest who I can't name, but welcome home to the Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan. It is my honor to use my gifts of tarot and numerology to help you map out some roads in your life. And if you so dare, I'm very happy to give you your theme card for the year. The only thing I need is your birthday, your day, the month. We add the year, and I can give you a little bit of extra information about what you might be experiencing this year. But for all of us in 2014, we are going into the deep waters of Neptune. Because 7 is ruled by Neptune. But before I get into the water games and the number games, let me give you a little information about my family here on Life Conversations Radio Network. We're so happy to be here with you because every single host is dedicated to having you be spiritually edified. We have soul food, the Ask Life Coach Today radio show, Monday through Wednesday, 12 until 2 p.m. Eastern. It's a powerful place to get some soul food for your consciousness. That's with the head of the network, Life Coach Today, who's also so kind for a little while, because I'm pretty sure I'll be working my own board soon to be screening the calls. So make sure you say hi to him, and a big shout-out, and thank you, Life Coach Today, for being the greatest producer in the world. There he goes. Greatest producer in the world, a friend, and my alarm clock. That's an inside joke. I needed some help fixed up. Yeah, you don't want to get woken up by Life Coach Today, but if you have to, say thank you. So, yes, that's a whole other conversation, family. I come to you in the raw. And if you need to play, and who doesn't need to play? You've got to check out Mbasa Safira on the Play Experience. I don't know what she's going to bring in 2014, but I promise you she'll keep you warm on a cold winter night. She'll have you laughing. She'll have you thinking. She'll have you tapping into your inner child and growing in the love, passionately loving and appreciating you. Who doesn't need that message, right? So then you have me on Sunday nights, 8 p.m. Eastern. I played a numbers game. I played a tarot game. Very happy to pull cards for you. We also have Ancestral Blueprints with Lisa Iverson and Life Coach Today on the last Wednesday of the month. And for other places that you can find us, The Ask Life Coach Today radio show is syndicated on Friday nights at 8 p.m. Eastern. And then you get to check out Life Coach Today's DJ stylings with the Sounds of Soul with the Danny Feloce on 12radio.com. And that comes on 9 o'clock on Saturdays, and it also encores Wednesday nights at 11 p.m. Eastern. We don't leave you hanging. If you want something from one of us, we're here all week long. And I didn't tell you, if you wanted to check out the syndication of the Ask Life Coach Today radio show, that is inspirebroadcasting.com, Friday nights at 8 p.m. Eastern. So that's the roundup about my family. How are you? How was your New Year's? How was your holidays? It feels like it's been such a minute since I've been able to talk to you and share this moment. I'm going to tell you, you know, sometimes for me when New Year's happens, I feel like, I don't know if this is a good representation, but that's what it feels like. Maybe like the day after a wedding, you're like, what was it for? But I figured out ways to stretch out the holidays. Yes. So I'm all into the Chinese New Year, which is later in the year of the horse. Pay attention to that. And tomorrow is Three Kings Day. So do you know there are people in the world who have stretched out Christmas? Christmas isn't over, even though the commercials may have stopped. Yeah, so there is a way to extend the good tidings and joys. And that's what I think about when January 1st come around. It's January 2nd, and I'm trying to figure out what am I going to do with my life. Good thing I have my cards. So if you want me to pull cards for you, 347-426-3346, Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan, we are here to serve. So let me give you a little rundown about the numbers, and then we'll check out what Tony needs to know about his career. So, Tony, we're about to come to you, but I want to let you know, 7 is a mystical number. It's really powerful. You might hear some people say that it's the number of completion. Well, that's not true. 9 is the number of completion, but 7 is the number of rest. But it's also the number of depth. Now, pay attention to all the ways water comes up with the number 7, okay? You got your pen? You got your paper, because we're going to do this. It's crazy. This is what makes me so happy about numbers and weaving these things together, because I know that it's synchronistic, it's powerful, and magical when you're able to tap into it. Now, number one, I told you that the Chinese New Year, the animal is the horse, right? How about this? 7 shows up as the chariot in tarot. Horses are driving the chariot. The chariot is astrologically connected to the sign of Cancer. There's your mother. There's that psychic power and energy. Now, 7 is ruled by Neptune. Neptune was a Roman god of water. And Yimilija is the mother of the oceans. Now, what does water represent in our life? Water represents emotions. So we're going to be tapped again to go deeper into our emotions. I'm hearing something biblical. Go out into the deep and get ready for all. That is what's going down with the number 7. But we're also coming off of a black water snake here, which was already about water. So you get to continue with the conversation. So are you being run by your emotions? Are you running your emotions? Are you in flow? What's the ebb and flow like? And if you're starting to feel like you're drowning, this is a place where you can call, among other places. I'm going to ask you to reach out to a life coach. Reach out to your friends and your family. You do not have to do it alone, because all of us are being asked to step into our individuality on that chariot and ride that baby as we are. The chariot is the card of victory. Don't forget that. But I'm also going to let you know, It's going to be some slipping and sliding. But we got you. We got your hands here. So that was a little rundown on number 7 and Emoja and Neptune and all that good stuff. I think we are ready for a caller. So let's see how we can help Tony today. Tony from New York. Hello, hey, Tony. Welcome to the Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan. How may I be of assistance to you?
Hey, Celeste. How are you doing today?
I am fine, Tony. How are you?
I'm doing pretty well, thank you.
Good. Now, this isn't my first time talking to you, is it?
I think I've spoken to you before.
Oh, well, thank you for calling me back.
You're welcome.
So you have a Now, Tony, can you speak up a little bit louder? You're so far away, and I want you to get up close so I can give you a big energetic hug. Let you know
yes,
that 2014 is going to be good for you, okay?
Okay. Can you hear me better now?
I can hear you better now, Tony.
Okay.
All right. So you have a question about career?
Yes, I do.
Okay,
Now
we can play this two ways. Go ahead.
No, you're going to say something?
Yeah, I was going to say we could play it two ways. Since I am familiar, your energy feels familiar. If you give me your birthday and I add the year, I can let you know what your theme card and then pull some cards for you and see what comes up.
Sure, it's 6:30.
Okay, give me one second. My math teacher will be laughing so hard right now. I think he needed to understand that I may not be able to manipulate numbers because they were telling me stories all this time. They don't tell you, they don't let you write that on a test, do they?
No. Not at all.
But I get it now, so I feel better. So 6:30. 2014. Okay. So family, I'm doing this for Tony, but you could do it for yourself. You take your birth month, your birth year, and then the year, and you add it up. Oh my goodness, Tony. You're in a 7 year. So everything I said about 7 at the beginning of the show relates to your personal journey. And I'm not going to leave you out there by yourself because I'm in a 7 year too.
Hmm.
So we get to play together, okay? So you are going to be learning lessons about mystical power, going into your depth, the waters, your emotions. Now, with that energy that we already have, let's see what the cards have to say, okay?
Okay.
That's pretty powerful. I know a lot of people who say the 7 is their favorite number. They'd be beating you up right now to get that number. And you're getting ready to walk a 7 year. So you're on your 6 year right now, which is lovers, and learning how to attract what you want to you. And we'll see how that plays out in your career and what's coming up. But that's a good sign. So wait a minute. Are you a Cancer?
Yes, I am.
Oh, we got a water man in the house. Well, didn't you call on the right day?
Yeah, I was listening to you talk about synchronicity, and I was like, wow, okay, there you have it.
Oh, that's beautiful. I love it. Okay, so let me go to my Mother Peace tarot cards and see what they have to say to you. Okay, Tony, I got a 2 of Cups. And the 2 of Cups is about a deep bond, and Cups is water. So water's probably has already been featured pretty strongly in your life, being that you're the crab and you're going through this journey, and you probably already have intuitive psychic abilities of your own, whether you're aware of it or not. But Cancer is known for that, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So we've got the 2 of Cups. It's to the left. So this means that there is something around relationships and connections where you need to add a little bit more power, a little bit more energy. Now, I do realize that you want to know about a career, and I'm going to see where I could tie that in with what your career is, okay?
Okay.
So I'm probably going to come back and ask you a couple of questions. But for now, what's coming up in the Mother Peace Tarot cards is this question around you finding balance and connecting with deep bonds in your life. how are you navigating the waters of relationships and connections to other people? There is definitely the presence of something powerful coming up within your love walk. And I'm not even just talking about relationships, but I'm talking about the things you care about, the things that wake you up, that turn you on. Now, here's the thing. It's to the left, and you're making a call about a career. So, therefore, you've got some questions about what that is. And then I have this Three of Swords. Swords, it's air. It's what you're thinking about. And when the Three of Swords shows up, it shows a person in conflict. Now, sometimes they call this card the soap opera antics, and what I'm really feeling for you is somebody who is actually in his own way. Like, too many decisions to be made. What I'm hearing right now is things that you feel that you should do versus really diving deep into the water and doing what Tony really wants to do in his life. You know, I mean, there's that question. I got the Ace of Discs, which features new gifts. That's groundedness. That's earth. It's a little baby with a tiger playing on him and actually a leopard. And there's acorns. Acorns means blessings and gifts. It's to the reverse for you. So there's like something blocking you from stepping into your full destiny. And I don't know if it's a matter of what you're feeling about yourself, what you're thinking about yourself, all of this stop and go, what should I do? But at some point, Tony, you're going to have to get settled into what do you want to do, regardless of what anybody else is thinking. So now I'm going to stop for a minute and ask you, Tony, the question about career, is it a question about what your next step is? Do you know what it is, but you're not sure whether or not you should go for it? And I'm going to ask you a heart question. What do you feel about how you want to manifest and show up in this world right now? Because I'm seeing a lot of blockage.
Yeah, well, I definitely do have that conflict of, you know, doing what you have to do in your mind to, quote unquote, you know, survive versus doing, you know, what you want to do basically passionately. So sometimes there is that dichotomy, which I got to struggle with because, you know, I'm kind of like trying to find that balance of which I can do, you know, and hopefully I'm trying to, you know, push through so I can do the passion thing for, you know, for as a career. So that's pretty much where I'm at right now as far as the
and that's what I'm hearing.
Struggle.
Okay. I pulled a fourth card for you, which is the Seven of Swords. This is a really good card to be reversed because it's asking you not to just focus on the gold, but to focus on your passion. When the Son of Swords is upright, he's a selfish, he's a mess. He has a bird that he's strangled. He's walking over the roses and the flowers, and his eye is only on the gold. It's reversed for you, so you are clearly a man who's ready to step in your passion. So tell all of us, and we won't tell anybody. Tony, what do you want to do?
Well, I would like to step into the world of the creative arts. One is a writer of children's books, and you know, just different types of media, which kind of like complement that.
Yes.
But definitely children's books I've been working on for the past, I guess, year, pretty strongly.
And you already have a little kid in your reading. You see how it's confirming it's time for you to make the decision to be the writer and not want to be the writer, you know,
right.
Look into publishers and get your stuff out there, Tony.
Right.
You are the only thing blocking yourself, sweetie. For real.
Okay.
those are what my cards are saying. See, you've got the creativity of the Water of Cups. You've got the conflict showing up. You got this gift that's reversed because you got this conflict. But then my fourth card shows a man who is focused on not crushing the roses, being attentive to life. In your children's book in 2014, with you in your seventh year, get on your chariot and ride, man. And I'm saying this to Tony, and I'm saying this to everybody who's listening to me, including myself. This is the year to make it happen.
Okay.
You are in the hero's journey right now. And when you call me back, I want to know how it's going. Because I will be asking you about your children's book and lifting you up in love and light. Tony,
you
are the only thing blocking your way. Anybody else that has anything to say about you writing your children's book does not need to be heard right now unless they're clapping and cheering for you as the chariot, number 7 in tarot. And that, my friend, is your year.
Thank you so much. Definitely appreciate that.
Oh, Tony, it's my pleasure. Now, is there anything that I said that did not resonate? You know, are you all right?
No, everything resonated absolutely. So, yeah, I'm definitely understanding what you're talking about when you say, like, you know, I'm in my way because I guess I do, you know, struggle with the thought process as opposed to just letting it be, right? So that is the lesson that I will take and, you know, push through from tonight forward.
Good for you. Oh, I'm so proud of you, Tony. Thank you for sharing your journey with us. I do definitely want you to call back and let us know how it's going. And, you know, just sending you love and light as you get on your chariot. I'm seeing you, big, bold master on your chariot, working it out and blessing all these little children who are waiting for your words. All right?
Thank you so much. I definitely appreciate that.
It is my pleasure. You're listening to The Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan. 2014 is the year of the chariot, people. It's time for us to get up and ride and do those things that our heart most wants us to do, our soul's journey. We're going to find out what it is this year and what it's not. So pay attention. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back after these messages.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hi, this is Mark Hussin, founder of 12radio.com, and I'm here to support Life Coach Ade. I like what Life Coach Ade does. I like the Celestial Moment with Celeste Morgan, and I like the message that's given out. If you like the message and you have a product that you'd like to also announce that would reach like-minded people, consider sponsoring the show. The pricing is great and details will be given after this message. Keep spreading the love, guys. Thank you so much.
For more information, send an email to radio@lifeconversationsradio.com. That's radio@lifeconversationsradio.com.
Let me try.
Okay, just remember what I showed you.
Yep, there was a bunny who had one big ear and another big ear. They looped-a-looped, made a bow, and the bunny hopped away. I did it!
Oh, good job, kiddo. Now let's tie your other shoe.
The smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Learn more at 1-877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Hey, this is Jenny Cressman. I worked in the field of woman abuse for almost 20 years, and I want to give you something to think about. I don't generally like labels, but lately, I've begun to feel that one little label is really important to embrace. Feminism. There, I've said it. The new F word. For too many people, that's a dirty word. But really, feminism is about equality. Feminists seek greater social, political, and economic equality of the sexes. It's about raising women up to the same level as men. So, I'm an F word. How about you?
Life Conversations, the radio show, is dedicated to empowering its listeners spiritually, emotionally, socially, and financially. The radio show provides the platform for the stimulation of thoughts, conversations, and ways of being that allow listeners to explore and examine what it is they believe and decide whether what they believe is keeping them stuck and disempowered or empowering them to live their best life.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Well, welcome back to the Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan. The phone lines are hot, and I want to thank all of you for calling in. I want to get every single one of you in, and a special love out to my sweet tea from D.C., my favorite crab, Tanya, glowing gooch. You always stand by me, baby. You're such a reflection of the chariot and that Cancerian love. And I didn't forget about you, Glenda. I know there's another Cancer in the house. I got two crabs. But before we go on to the next caller, I want to just remind you to Google the chariot if you don't remember what I said. If you don't go back in the archive and check this out. Because it is such a magical time. And the horse, I love the horse. It's power. That's what we call it, horsepower. Tap into that energy and use it to fuel your own destiny, your goals, your desires this year in 2014. So let's see here. We got Crystal from South Carolina. Land of my people. Yes, yes, I have family from South Carolina. Hello, Crystal. How are you doing tonight?
I'm fine. How are you?
Well, I'm good. You got a question about your love life?
Yes.
Oh, we're going to have fun. All right, Crystal, how do you want me to do this? You want me to pull cards? I'm loving it. I'm loving it. You have such a bubbly energy, Crystal.
Thank you.
What a giggle. I love that laugh. Who could not be attracted to that? All right. I'm going to the Mother Peace tarot cards. Very feminine, circular, and just a powerful deck. I have Alice Walker to thank for me using this deck, the writer of Colorable. True story. She read everybody on the set of Color Purple while the movie was being made with these cards, and that's what started my journey in a tarot. But enough about me. Yeah, let's pull them for you. See what's moving.
Okay.
Okay, Crystal. I got a Nine of Wands. It's a woman of color. She's absolutely nude. As a matter of fact, I'm going to tell you, every single woman that shows up in your card is nude. And that is really, yeah, it's a triple reminder for you to love yourself. Nudity in tarot is all about unconditional love and acceptance for yourself, your body, and where you're at, okay? Now, we're going to tap this into your love life, okay? The Nine of Wands features an elder woman who is completely exposed, but she's pulling in a life force, fire, sexual creativity. It's reversed for you. So I'm going to tell you that's what you need to do. Ignite your fire by focusing on the things that you most love, the things that you care about, to wake up that sacral chakra energy, okay? You want to put some fire on that water, okay?
Okay.
All right? Yeah, you hear me too.
Long is what I'm hearing. Maybe that's what it is. Oh, my goodness. Okay.
Say that again.
Am I hearing that I've been celibate for too long? Is that the correct interpretation? I don't know.
Well, hey, I wasn't getting in your business, but come on, baby, light my fire is what I'm hearing right now, okay?
Okay.
And you can do that by yourself. You can. Mm-hmm. You need that fire going. You need that water going. You need that fire, that sacral energy. I want you to look that up, okay? And there are exercises that you can do to ignite that. Because this woman, when she's upright, is regenerating her fire. She is warming up the whole community, okay? Now, okay. Note, she is an elder woman, so she's tapping that with her wisdom, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, the next thing I have for you is a pregnant woman who is waiting.
Okay.
Okay, and this is a sister from Southwest America, say Native American. And, honey, she's so pregnant, she's ready to drop this baby at any moment, which is probably the energy of which you were speaking, okay? It's to the left, though. So it's almost like you're ready for the final stage of manifestation, but there's still a part of you going like, I don't know if I'm ready for this. But you are. You made the call, you know, but you do the heart search. I'm going to stay on my light your fire and go ahead and get ready to birth Crystal in 2014, okay? I'm not saying you're going to be pregnant in 2014. I'm saying that the energy you want to give birth to something, your sensual side, okay? And I got another recommendation from the Four of Swords, which is yet another naked woman in a meditative pose. She has a tent. Mm-hmm. It's to the left, but all the chakras are lined up in her back, aligned, okay? You have some personal self-care work to do so that you can take care of yourself, ignite your own fire, so that you can be the loving, sensual partner that you want to connect with in your life.
Mm-hmm.
It's a journey that's going to start with one and then end up with two. If you follow very carefully, paying attention to your sacral energy, making sure that you're really giving birth to Crystal's vision of what attractiveness is. You know, I'm not tripping about whether you wear makeup or not, but let me just say this to you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
If you find that you're walking around in baggy clothes a lot, shake up your routine.
Okay, I hear you.
Am I in your business?
I appreciate it.
Okay. Because, you know, I love you, sis. I want you to have all the love that you want in 2014, and you're going to get
it.
You just got some stuff to do, that's all. Just light that fire, giggle, enjoy life, become the sensuality that you want to receive. And I assure you, you'll be calling me back talking about, now, what do I do with all these men coming after me?
Okay, sounds good.
Does that sound good? Now, is there anything I said that you're like, sluts? I don't know, I don't believe you.
No, it sounds good. I don't have any trouble attracting guys. I just, I'm not really
sustaining the energy.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, you can't sustain the energy if you don't have your own fire going. This is really an introspective time, you know. It's the winter time. It's the hibernation time. But it's not the dead time, really, that people think it is. It's really the time to get in touch with what Crystal wants. So when spring starts to blossom, you won't have to worry about sustaining it. You'll have it on your own.
Okay.
Yeah, tap into that, you know, because all of your women are showing up and they're meditating and they're connecting with their inner source within.
Mm-hmm.
Once you do that, you will draw the right partner who can play with you.
Okay.
Hey, Crystal, I'll admit to you, I'm doing this for myself, so thanks for calling in.
Thank you.
You are not by yourself. All the ladies raise your hand and say amen. Okay. So thank you, honey, for calling in. Please keep us abreast of what's going on and what's moving in your life. We'd love to support you on that journey, okay?
Thank you.
It's my pleasure. You're listening to the Celestial Show. So, oh, go ahead. Yes, sweetie.
Oh, no, I just didn't want you to hang up on me. I wanted to listen, that's all.
All right. We're not going to hang up on you, Crystal. We're right here. Crystal from South Carolina.
All right, thank you.
Got it. All right, honey. You're listening to The Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan. The call-in number is 347-426-3346. Everything that was expressed to Crystal can be applied to your life. Who doesn't need to focus on their sacral chakra? Who doesn't need to meditate? Who doesn't need to look in the mirror and say, yes, I'm the one?
I'm preaching to myself. I know none of you are going through this. So we're going to move to Miss Glenda. I'm so excited to talk to her and see what's moving in our
Hello.
Head.
Hello.
Hello, Glenda. Did you like all those shout-outs to the cancer?
Yes, I did. It's like a cancer night.
It is.
All in
it's a
house.
Cancer year, in my opinion.
Yeah,
it's a cancer year, in my opinion. That's what I'm saying.
A good thing.
It is all good. So you've got a question about finances and relationships. Yeah?
Okay. Let's see what comes up.
Okay. Well, let's go to the cards and see what comes up. I want to let Life Coach Day know, with all his wonderful help and with all his screening, that I am so on the one and so focused. It's not even funny. I'm so happy to be with you guys on a celestial show tonight. I feel like it's my rebirth this new year.
Oh, wow, yeah.
I'm happy to share it. I thought he was going to jump in. I'm so glad. Okay, here we go, Miss Glenda. I'm pulling three cards for you to see what
God,
is
nothing.
Moving.
Be
what was that?
God, Life
Coach Day.
Be nothing. God, nothing. Don't do nothing. I'm out.
Oh. Oh. Oh, okay. Don't start nothing. Won't be nothing. Go on out of here, man. It's a water year. We're going to burn out your fire any minute. Okay. Let me leave him alone. Okay. Oh, and look here. We start with the Five of Wands for you, Miss Glenda. This is a really, when five shows up in tarot, everybody gets nervous about it because five means it's going to be a challenge. And yes, there is a challenge, but it's a challenge on you speaking your voice, speaking your truth, using your passion and your fire to let people know what you want in your life. Where Cancer is known for being really loving and everything, they could sometimes use help in waking up their fire. Because, you know, we're all ruled by all the elements. I mean, we truly are. There's no doubt about it. But the Five of Wands, what makes it so interesting is that the priestesses in these cards are struggling to see who will lead. And there's a volcano going off in the background. And you got the Phoenix, the bird of regeneration, rising from the flames. So there is going to be some struggle with others or inside of yourself to find the best direction to go. But here's the thing. It's a really important thrashing out of ideas and feelings. So that's what you got to tap into, okay?
Then okay.
You got the Ace of Cups. The Ace of Cups is literally the card about falling in love with yourself. It's reversed for you. I know, right? It's reversed for you. So there's some work in understanding your own worthiness and connecting with it. You got two beautiful swans on this card. And you have a nude person dumping into a big fountain. Just, it's the big quintessential yes of life. And Ace of Cups is the beginning of the cups, which is water. Water, emotions, wands, fire, passion, sensuality. So you got that dance. So when it's to the reverse, it's kind of hard to know what you're feeling and let go into the love all around you. It says that self-love is lacking. And then there's the Ace of Discs, which is second time making an appearance tonight in one of our readings. And the Ace of Discs represents new beginnings and gifts coming to you and blessings reversed. So this is what I would say to you about your finances and your relationships. Thrash out the important ideas that are going on with the Five of Wands. Stand on solid ground about what you want in your life. Turn that Ace of Cups upright and start speaking affirmations of self-love to yourself, which I know you know how to do. And then, honey, once you do that, you get ready to receive your gifts and your blessings in the form of acorns, which will which is symbolic of anything that your heart is truly desiring or wanting, but you've got this dance to do with thrashing out what's real and what's true for Miss Glenda.
Mm-hmm. That makes a lot of sense, yep.
Makes sense?
It does. Okay. It does, yes, yes, yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay, I mean, I know you can do it. You're already, you know, you're already connected to the Chariot. Chariot astrologically connected to the sign of Cancer, the year of the horse. Get on that horse and ride it. And don't let anybody tell you what you can't do, because you already made phenomenal things come forth in 2013. Continue
yes.
on that stride and do not doubt yourself, Miss Glenda.
Okay. Thank you. Yes, that makes so much sense.
It is my pleasure, my beautiful sister, anytime. And thank you for being so supportive of the Celestial Show.
Okay.
All right,
okay.
Now, love you. Happy New Year.
Love you, too. Happy New Year.
You know, there is no other pleasure than being able to use my gift to help people maneuver where they are in their life. The main reason for this show tonight was to really play with the magic of 2014 and what it has in store for you. So if you want to know what your theme card is to give you some extra backup, add your month, add your day of birth, and then 2014, reduce it down, and that is your number. We've had been blessed to have somebody call in who is a 7. I'm a 7 this year. So it's almost like a double whammy of blessings, I like to say. I'm laughing because really it means extra work, because everybody is being blessed by the number 7. But if 7 is showing up as your theme card, you get to do extra credit work. Because not only is it the collective energy of the year, it's your personal year card. So let's regroup a little bit and talk about the blessings of number 7. I reminded you that it's ruled by the planet Neptune, and it is the planet of the clairvoyant and the prophet, bringing a heightened understanding of spiritual truth. So what that means is things that were unseen are going to be seen this year. Everybody's intuitive energies are going to be awakened if we say yes to it. We can stay asleep if we want to. Now, you got the 7th chakra. That's the crown chakra. That's the symbol of purity and spirituality. And it's our highest energy center, both in terms of physical location and rate of vibration. And I got to thank Ms. Glenda for this, because she turned me on to the Mayan Oracle deck. 7 shows up as a mystical power. Thank you, Miss Glenda. I don't throw anything out. And let's not forget our beautiful goddess, Yimoja. Her sacred number is 7, and she's the life-giving portion of the ocean and the mother of the waters. And to end it all up, we've got the Chariot and Tarot. Chariot, astrologically associated to the sign of Cancer, representing mother love, nurturing, protection, and psychic power. An affirmation of the Chariot, which I'd like to share with all of you. So come close, get in deep. By harnessing all my forces toward my purpose and controlling my fears, I victoriously meet my challenges. I'm going to say that again. By harnessing all my forces toward my purpose and controlling my fears, I victoriously meet my challenges. You can do that too. I also would be remiss if I did not thank one of our lightworker people in the community, Akasha Bird, a divine inner magic channel, a special holiday message for me that I received today. And you know, the language in her channeling, and we haven't even talked to each other, it's all about me setting sail with all that water energy that I was talking to you about, being the captain of my own ship. So check out Akasha Bird. She comes on Saturdays on Blog Talk Radio at 12 o'clock. Akasha Bird, Divine Inner Magic, mwah. I love you, sister, and I thank you for your powerful blessing that you shared with me. Whew-wee. I'm going to give out the number, though I know we don't have time for it, 347-426-3346. Just put that in your book so you can call me next week. And I wonder if Life Coach Today would like to join me and say hi, because he's been on vacation, and he's coming back live tomorrow. Yeah, I put you on the spot. You'll be okay. Life Coach Today?
Why do people say, I wonder if someone don't mind joining? What should you do there? They're going to say, no.
Oh, you had to put your volume up. I'm sure you were saying something smart, but unfortunately, I didn't hear it.
Okay, hold on one second. I don't know what's going on.
I want to use my last couple of minutes to have you bless our listeners.
Okay. How about this is better?
Go. You're right here.
I don't know what the heck is
right
going
on my ear. How you doing, friend?
Okay. I am good. Putting me on blast, talking to him about it. I'm sure he won't mind. What am I going to say to that? No, don't bring me on. Stop. Hey.
I
really enjoyed your show. You said what?
So did I.
That's good. That is good.
So did I. I'm really excited to have you come back tomorrow. You've been on vacation for too long, son.
Yeah, well, you know, caregivers need to know to give themselves the care, or else somebody will have to care for them. And I ain't trying to let that happen. So I have to take care of myself. My buddy's like, hey, dude, I'm warning you. You better slow it down. But it's been good. I'm looking forward to coming back. And, so it should be fun tomorrow.
Well, thank you. Yeah, thank you for everything that you do. And I am so happy. We're going to go out tonight with one of your brothers. I've claimed him as mine too, State of Man, John Stringer, because if there is not anything else that we need to do in 2014, if you can harness all of your power and deal with your fears, well, listen to this song so you can swallow your fears. And you know what? I'm not sure that I actually told them where they can find Karen Trucker at the beginning of the show, Gifts of the Goddess. Karen Drucker, that's Drucker with a D, .com, and State of Man. Can you help me with where they can find John Stringer? And his
she really
band.
Put me to work today. StateofManMusic.com.
StateofManMusic.com. I love this song.
StateofManMusic.com.
I'm going to start doing my head nod in a minute. I love when those guitars come in. There we go.
Bubblehead.
I know. Hey, everybody, thank you for being with me. Crystal, light that fire, honey. Tony, write that book. Yvette, publish that book. One Destiny Publishing. Sweet Tea from D.C., Tanya, I got your back. Glenda, enjoy Florida. Bobo World, thank you for hanging out. Join us in the archives. I love your family. Make sure you love yourself. Good night.
Aren't you every day? I know you're so afraid to love.
hold you back from living life.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.